just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all, you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Yeah, welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to talk about what's going on in the great state of Massa, right? Beloved, we're going to read a Boston article, and everything is taking place again in the great state of Massachusetts, right? And we're going to have a conversation about that. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the nature of a people. You know what I mean? And before we even do that, let's shout out the great city of Boston, because we know that that city is connected to a lot of great men and women in our village. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Shout out to Boston, right? We think Bill Russell when we hear Boston. We think the brother minister, right? The brother minister from Chicago. He is connected to Boston. So was Malcolm, right? Peace be upon him. He's no longer here. The brother Malcolm. Crispus Attucks, when we go way back in history. Brother Prince Hall, right? Boston. Who else is pretty fly from Boston? Boston. We know that, I want to say maybe like, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, we did a podcast about Phyllis Wheatley. And that character is also connected to Boston. You know, we say character because in our estimate, when we did the legwork, you know, that Phyllis Wheatley story, she coming over from Africa on a slave ship. She got off the ship and she became a writer in the great state of Massachusetts. And she wrote poetry. And I don't know, man. When we went back and started reading the poetry that she supposedly wrote, right? Because we're soul people. You know what I mean? And we have we are people of a vibration. We can walk into the room and say, man, the vibe is off. You can tell when somebody been talking about you or talking up about you. You can feel it. You know, when somebody really dig you, you can feel it. We're vibrant. We deal with vibrations. We deal with frequency. When we read those letters, you know what I'm saying? Or those poems, I should say, that Phyllis Wheatley supposedly wrote, we know, man, there was no soul in them. You know, come on, we can tell when a cracker wrote something. We can just read it. Nah, ain't no sister wrote no shit like this. We don't even write like this. So we start to say, okay, well, let's look at the sister's legacy. Who was her descendants? And then you begin to see that they wrote her story in such a way that her children passed away this or that way. And it was like they wrote this character that really have no beginning, no ending. Nobody's connected to this person, but they were selling this whole she came from Africa and this whole kind of deal. They kind of did the same thing with Kunta Kinte. It's 2024, and beloved, believe it or not, you still got our people thinking Kunta is real. Like, he's a real person. This is the sixth or seventh time grandfather of Alex Haley and all this. I'm like, no, he's it's a farce. It's fake. There's no such thing as Kunta. I don't care what the, you know, overseas, they got the Kunta Kinte Island over there and all that old. It's a tourist spot now, you know what I'm saying? They sell black Americans that don't have the knowledge of themselves. They sell you tourism of this slave dungeon kind of deal over there. And no, man, Kunta never existed. Alex Haley stole that story from a small hat. He stole a story from a hook nose who wrote something, who wrote a piece called The African, right? And he swagger jacked the story, and he he put it out. We don't know why, though, they give you these people who's come from over Africa and they come on. Like, we don't know why liars lie. We just know the nature of these people is to always provide tricks, lies, and deceit. It's part of their nature. We're going to talk about some of that today. We think about our brother Benzino, who was from Boston, and he was the co-owner of a hip-hop publication called The Source Magazine, right? If you are a man and a woman of a certain age, you can remember The Source Magazine, and you can remember also that Benzino was in the front. Our brother was in the front. Take a guess who was in the back. Dave Mays was in the back. The Hook Nose is in the back. Small Hat is in the back. The Shined is always in the front. Who owns The Source now? Who got it now? I think The Source actually went under, and Dave jumped up and started Breakbeat Media, and they launched these podcasts, this and that. And what's Benzino doing? Because that's how the hip hop format go. Diddy is in the front, Clive is in the back. You know what I'm saying? Now Diddy is in hot water. Where's Clive at? Nobody knows where Clive is at. Jimmy's in the back. Dr. Dre is in the front. You know what I mean? Leor's in the back. Russell's in the front. Eazy-E is in the front. Take a guess who in the back. Ice Cube got the big three. He's in the front. We love our brother Cube, don't we? We love our brother, you know. We love our brother O'Shea. He's in the front, though. The Hook. Beloved, The Hook Nose is in the back. Right? So, yeah, let's take a look at something real quick. You know, I tell you, if it's Big Mama always said, beloved, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? The trick bag that they put on people in, it's not broke. That system works very well. So because it's not broke, they're not going to fix it. You know, Nick Cannon, he got his own, you know, Nick Cannon got his own thing too. You know, Cannon got his own company too. Niggas in the front. Y'all know Nick in the front. Him and them 25 children is in the front. Guess who's in the back? Guess who Nick Cannon partner is in the back? It's a Small Hat. He's always in the back of our people. No pun intended. You know what I mean? Depending on who you are. Because, you know, it's some love going on. It's some it's some Diddy love and puppy love and all this love going on. And they are, but it, you know, pun intended, they are in the back. But, you know, that's how they set up the business model. They in the front. Or, pardon me, your brothers and sisters is in the front. They in the back where all the real money is at. All the real money is in the back. All the real... Come on, man. When you start seeing your people 50, 60 years old, still performing on stage, going on tour at 60. Like, yo, I thought, I just read an article. They said you had $1 billion. I read another article. They said your net worth was $2 billion. Why are you on stage with $2 billion? Why did Jay-Z have to bulletproof his home? If he spent all the millions of dollars on that nice ass crib that's in the middle of all those other nice ass homes, if it's a safer environment out there, why did you have to bulletproof your home? Who you bulletproofing your home from? Us? You from the projects, man. They ain't got no bulletproof homes down there. You from Marcy, ain't it? They ain't got, you know, they ain't got to bulletproof those projects. Why did you have to make the money that you made? We talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they live in a bulletproof home. Right? Beloved, that may be a different story for a different day. Let's take a look at Boston 25 News. The headline says, six Massachusetts eighth graders charged for setting up a quote mock slave auction unquote on Snapchat. Right? Did they put this article in your city? Wherever you from? Did they put this article in your city? Where did they put it in? Did they air this in California? Did this make the bottom ticker? Did this flash across your local news channel? It probably didn't. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they'll do that. You can be from Detroit, and then they'll show you somebody that robbed a goddamn service station way in Milwaukee. You'd be like, well, why are you showing me that? I live in what good is that going to do for me? You can live in Mobile, and then show you how somebody got robbed in Fayetteville, and the people that's doing all the robbing in Fayetteville, North Carolina, look just like you. Like, well, why are they showing you this story? Why are they showing you this story in Mobile about what's going on in Carolina? Or you in Birmingham? Or you in Montgomery? You wake up in the morning and they show you what's going on in Philadelphia. You know what they didn't show you? That six eighth graders had a mock slave auction in Massachusetts. Right? Dig that. Why not? Why not? Why not? Let's take a look and see what we got. Six eighth graders have been criminally charged for their alleged roles in using Snapchat to set up a mock slave auction and direct hateful and racist comments towards black students, the district attorney said Thursday. Let me say this. You know, it's a thing about our people, and it's unfortunate that we have this mindset that, well, the devils that we're dealing with, or that our forefathers is dealing with, is going to be different than the ones that we deal with today. Because the devils that our forefathers dealt with, they just didn't know no better. You know, they just was cruel to our people. They was dirty to our people. You know what I'm saying? They always who they are. They're mischief makers. But they was just like that because it was just the way. See, that's how it was back in those days. Back in those days, it was just like that. But you know, it's a new cracker on the scene right now. And the new cracker is a nigga loving cracker. They love hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You like the boogie woogie, and they like the boogie woogie with you, and they come to the Grammys with you. You know what I'm saying? And they come to the Oscars with you, and they allow you to go in their parties and hang out and drink and smoke and do things of their nature. You as an original person can do things of their nature, not your nature. You're doing things of their nature with them. All the drugs that you want, right? All the premarital sex you want. All the adultery you want. Whatever you want, they got it for you. It's their nature. They're different. They love you. They have your back. They have your best interests at heart. And that old wicked devil that used to do these hateful things to your forefathers, they died and they gone away. And guess what? A new cracker is coming on the scene. And he ain't like that.
How that has happened.
Kayla Flagg graduated from Southwick Regional last year.
She says the story is widely known throughout town.
Hoping they can get it fixed soon. I'm hoping whatever it is, they can figure it out and put these kids that what they've done.
Prosecutors say all six students will be charged in state juvenile court, but say this is a message about social media for all parents watching this story.
How some can be misused, how some are designed to hide things from parents and authority figures, how some are designed to send things like inappropriate pictures. So if your kids are using these applications, they shouldn't be, period. And to understand how things like Snapchat and Instagram can be used to do things that kids shouldn't be doing.
Yet, we can pick up a paper. We can pull up a publication and read an article in 2024 about how sixth graders went online and they made a mock slave auction and put your people in it. They put your people in it. So if you're the slave in the mock, who are they? If y'all looking for the nigga loving cracker to come on the scene, just keep on waiting. Don't hold your breath though, just keep on waiting. Beloved, I can assure you that he ain't gonna never get here. She ain't gonna never get here. It's their nature to look at you like this. They only acting according to their nature. The students whose names were not released because they are juveniles are reportedly 13 and 14 years old, and your nieces and nephews is in their mock auction. They're selling them on Snapchat. Just think. How old is Dylan Roof? Was he an old cracker when he did what he did? When they found the devil that shot our people in Pennsylvania, was he an old cracker? The cracker that's down in Texas, was he an old cracker that did the shooting down there? Are they ever old? These young crackers doing this kind of shit. These devils not old. These young devils doing this. Yet they know that you're the enemy. And you know what you're walking around talking about? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. I'm surprised the NAACP in Massachusetts didn't hold a press conference to talk about how much they forgive the enemy for doing this. Because that's how you know it didn't make national news. When it makes national news, and beloved, you know, we're going to have a conversation about that. We must do a podcast about that. Because our people has this thing, right? Anytime you get cheated on by your enemy, you just don't sit back and let your enemy talk. You have to take over the microphone. You know what I'm saying? You got to suck all the air out the room to get your point across for you to come out and say, we forgive. Our people love being victimized and coming on TV talking about some how much we forgive the people that did this to us. If this story ever go viral, because some things will have to catch right off the bat. If it ever go viral, that community that produced those 13 and 14 year olds that did, they're not going to come up and say, black community in the city of Boston, forgive us for this. They're not going to do that. Forgive us for what happened with our youth doing this thing. They're not going to do that. Yet, when Dylan Roof came and killed our people in the Carolinas, nobody from that community came up and said, please, you know, forgive us for... No, it never happened. You know what did happen? Our people got together and we're going to show them our ability to love it. They put Pope Chop in the front. And then we're going to show them our ability to love. And they got to say, well, we forgive him. What you mean you forgave him? He ain't even asked. That man ain't asking for your forgiveness. That's his nature. Dylan Roof wasn't asking for nobody's forgiveness. He didn't say, man, I did what I did. Y'all, please forgive. They don't do that. They say, take me to jail. And on the way to jail, stop by, take me somewhere so I can give me something to eat. And you know what happened? They take them somewhere and get them something to eat on the way to taking them to the jailhouse. Because they're not going to put them around Man, they're going to put them so segregated, they probably got PlayStation and everything where they put them folks at. Not you. Pookie and Tank them doing hard time up in there. Not them, just you. All six juveniles were charged with threats to commit a crime. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Giuliani, sound like a guinea, said two of the juveniles were also charged with interference with civil rights, and one of those juveniles is also facing an additional charge of witness interference, and they're just teenagers. That nigga loving cracker ain't gonna never come on the scene.
My white mom is racist, but I'm mixed. And yes, you heard that right. My mom has two black kids and she's racist. She had multiple black partners, including my father, and they were even married at one point. As I got older, I started to realize how racist she was. She would call my friends and their moms monkeys. She said my dad was blacker than her shit. She called my brother's friend the hard N-word and then punched him in the face. Me and my older brother share the same mom and dad, but my younger brother is white. He was always treated a little bit differently than we were. She had bipolar disorder and she would always get real angry. And when she would get in her little modes, she would argue with everybody and just start saying a lot of racist things. My grandparents were even racist and they didn't mind her acting that way. So a lot of people be like, why did you cut off your family? Why did you cut off your family? This is not even the half. But just know everything I did was for good reason. Don't block your blessings by keeping people in your life that aren't meant to be there. Some people are just lessons.
It is important that we read this in Massachusetts. Because I'm going to tell you what they want you to think. It's the Southern Devil. It's the Southern Devil with all this racist. And I'm like, beloved, I'm from Michigan. And then, beloved, I can assure you that, listen, don't you know there was a time that Michigan was we had the most KKK members than any other state in the nation. Not Mississippi, Michigan. That's what the Ku Klux Klan mean. Invisible Empire. We had more members in Michigan than any other state had in their jurisdiction. Not Mississippi, not Alabama, not Texas, not Tennessee, Michigan. If you are looking for the digger loving cracker to come on the scene, just don't hold your breath and do it. He and she is not coming. This is their nature. What follows their nature? What do we say here, beloved? Captivity, disproportion, and corruption. We're going to read that the district attorney did a good job and he going to file these charges on them, blah, 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 and watch they go away. Watch they go away. He just did because the parents are watching. Everybody in Boston is watching. So he's going to jump up and put the, he's going to drop the hammer on them. And then by the time it, you know, he know you're going to forget, right? He know Porkchop going to work on you hard and Porkchop going to bring it up and say, man, you know what? We must show them our ability to forgive. Say yes. Forgive. And then, yeah, Pastor. And when it comes to their court case or court date, when it's 6 to 8 months from now, you forgot. And they're going to just give them boys nothing. Because part of their nature, beloved, is corruption. The middle school students were charged for their alleged roles in facilitating and participating in hateful racist online chat that include heinous language threats and a mock slave auction. And they're just teenagers. The apple don't fall too far from the tree. And this is the words of our big mouth. Did not Madea tell us that? Did not Madea, right, our foremothers breastfeed these devils? That's part of your legacy here. That separates you as a black American, right? Homegrown, I think the term that they use is foundation of black American. The difference between your legacy as being the fabric of this nation is that your foremothers breastfed them. They're your enemies' forefathers. And that didn't give us, that didn't give them folks a special connection with you. You can go in the history books, right? You can go in the archives right now and see our 4, 5, 6 time Medea with her breasts out, and the devil is being, he's sucking the life-giving energy from our mothers. Because we know his mom is weak blood, weak bones, weak genetics. She couldn't produce. That's why they had to go seek so hard to find a cow. They had to seek so hard throughout the world to find a substitute. You can't even goddamn drink cow's milk. That don't even work for original people. That shit fuck y'all up. You can't get the vitamin D or nothing out of it. But one animal can feed another animal. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between man and mankind. Mankind and man is not the... Some of our people... Listen. They're man out here. It's the man family out here. And then it's the mankind family out here. Like, kind of a man, kind of. Their mothers couldn't even produce the milk that was necessary. They had to go get goat milk and cow's milk. And then when they came to America, you know what they did? They got your 5 and 6 and 7 time grandmother to not only use the life-giving force that came from her breast to feed her own children, she had to feed her enemy's children. Yet it never changed the vibration between us and them. See, that's part of your legacy. See, that's part of your legacy. Hey, I want my reparations. What did you do? My foremothers breastfed your forefathers. That's what we did. That's what our people did. Because your mothers couldn't do it. I don't know. Maybe that's a different story for a different day. Where's the nigga loving cracker? Where he at? Is he coming? Is he coming? You think this just happened in Massachusetts? The beauty about the internet, it allows our people to see how much them folks really hate us. That's why I love Twitter so much. Man, I love Twitter, man, because they straight up, they just, their whole nature comes out on Twitter. Facebook, they try to keep it together. Instagram, try to keep it together. Twitter, boy, that free speech of motherfucker. They say exactly what they feel like they need and have to say on there. And it's nothing more refreshing to see the wolf just be the wolf. Like, oh, that's the wolf I know. That's the one I know. You know, I don't like that fox, but this is the one I can respect. This is the one I know. This is the wolf I know.
In a majority white school in the town of Southwick, 10 high school students held a mock slave auction on Snapchat, bidding on their black classmates. Just 2 days later, most of them were back in school alongside the students they had just dehumanized. The racist post and the school's response has sparked backlash, with the local chapter of the NAACP filing a formal complaint to the state, citing, quote, the district's failure to properly handle racial harassment and bullying against its black students. To discuss where the town can go from here, I'm joined by the president of the Greater Springfield NAACP, Bishop Talbert Swan II, former Lowell School Committee member Stacey Thompson, and Allison Lopez, a mother of one of the victims. Allison, I want to start with you. How's your daughter is 13 years old. How is she doing? What has this experience been like for her? Is she okay?
Oh, it's been traumatizing for sure, right? When this first started, it was very hard for us to just wrap our heads around it. I did not know of the incident immediately, this specific incident immediately, but I found out about it a couple hours after she left the house that morning to attend school, when I received the phone call and she was really devastated and she was upset. She woke up that morning crying and I didn't know why. I couldn't figure out what was actually happening at the moment until a couple hours later is when she disclosed what she found out.
And has this been difficult? And you spoke at a committee meeting earlier this month, and you had called for action, and you had said that, you know, you were the one who kind of fields questions from her about why this happened. Mm-hmm. How has she been kind of in the aftermath of this?
Very silent, very closed off. Don't want to talk about it, don't want to really hear about it. You know, if you bring it up, it's a difficult conversation to have. So we have the conversation when she feels comfortable enough to talk about it. So it's still hard today. You know, she goes to school every day and she still has to see these students mouse her. So it's hard. When she comes home in the afternoon, how was your day? I might get, it was okay. And that's as far as we go.
And you'd called for some action during that meeting.
Yes.
Have you seen any kind of response from the school? What has that been like? What have they been doing to ameliorate this?
No response. I mean, the school had a one-day assembly for a couple hours, maybe a half an hour per grade of assembly, and that's as far as it went. We have not heard anything else. We have not heard if there's any trainings happening, any sort of steps to make sure that these students don't continue to do what they have done. So there's really no action. There's really no action. I've gotten emails and information from several parents after this incident talking about their students. As of today, I received a message from another parent saying, currently, she's struggling. So there is no action.
Hmm. And unfortunately, this is not an isolated incident. There was a 2022 article from The Conversation about other mock slave auctions held in high schools across the country. There was one in Goldston, North Carolina in March 2022. There was one in Yuba City, California, Newburgh, Oregon, Barrington, Illinois. There have been several of these states.
Notions of violence towards people of color, racial slurs, derogatory pictures, and videos. So they memeing up there. Derogatory pictures, they're memeing. They're using you as a meme. And they got the videos. And they got the mock slave auction. And they're just teenagers. And only six of them got caught up, and we know that there's more. We know that there's more. They're just eighth graders. Yeah. It kind of sounds like the Jerry Jones picture all over again. You know why? Because the nature that Jerry had back then is the very same nature they have right now. We all know it. We got knowledge of self. We know God, self, and devil. You don't. You think it's different. You know, beloved, when your children go to school with devils, right? Because some of us got out the hood and, you know, we went to another little spot. You know what I'm saying? And we sent our children to those schools and we had to say, you know what? You had to sit them down early, give them that talk. You know, you go to school with devils. And if they call you a nigga, what do? And the kids be thinking. Your sons be thinking. Your daughters be thinking. Your nieces and nephews be thinking, like, what should we do? And before they can answer, say, you don't do nothing. They call you a nigga, just call them a nigga back. If they call you a name, just call them a name back. You're not an animal. You're the original man and woman of the planet. Nobody has enough power over you where they should be able to call you a name and you become unglued like an animal. That shit just don't make no sense to me. But if you are inferior and you know you're inferior and they say, come here, nigga, and you got to jump on them like you goddamn a savage. Oh, you is a nigga. But if they call you a nigga and you say, what you want, nigga? Oh, you're equals. Not really. Because the last time I checked, when you look at natures, when you look at the nature of a thing, freedom, justice, and equality will always trump corruption, disproportion, and captivity. Their nature can't win against your nature. You would never out-savage a savage. It'll never happen. You would never out name call the greatest name caller. That's what they do. You would never out war a people that have a war culture. You would never out shooting gun them. You would never steal better than them. You would never be a better murderer than them. You'd never be a greater rapist than them. It won't happen. It's not your nature. They're in a laboratory right now building a new bomb and a new gun. And then when they're not doing that, my wife just went to the grocery store and she came back and the lemons don't even have no seeds in them. I'm like, well, we see this is coming anyway. They got the seedless lemons and the seedless grapes, and they finna drop the seedless watermelons because they finna have everybody trying to get something from them. If you don't have enough sense to go in your own backyard, damn, you bought the house and come on a acre and a half lot, 2 acre lot, 3 acre lot. Why don't you put some goddamn different story for a different day? They're setting up the whole world to have to come to them to get something to eat. They're taking the seeds out of the food. You won't do that. The whole planet been yours for I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of years. And they just been here 6,000 years. And they already trying to figure out how to take the seeds out of the food so you can come to them. It's their nature to do that. You would never out-devil a devil. You just have to live your nature as a man and woman that is righteous. You ain't gonna never outporn them. Listen, them folks is the kings and queens of porn. And the minute you start jumping on the porn, they start jumping on the beast in porn. They then pulled out the chickens, and you see them folk do everything in it. They pull out the chickens and the dogs, and they pull out the seals, and they lay their woman down, and they pull out the horse. The horse jump on their women. This is their nature. Beloved, this is their nature. Beloved, we say all that to say this. If you're waiting for the nature of a people to change, it's never going to change. The lion is going to have the same nature that a lion have all, no matter what the modern time is. A lion is going to be a lion, a gorilla, a gorilla, a rat, a cheetah, a fox, a wolf, a giraffe, a elephant, a turtle. A turtle is going to always be slow. A turtle is always going to walk with its home on he or she's back. That's a turtle. That's a turtle. That's a turtle. It's never going to change. A rabbit is going to be fast. It's never going to change. A squirrel is going to do everything in a secretive manner. That's never going to change. A pig is going to be a... We can pull a pig out of the pig pen, give him the best bath, give her the best bath, and put a nice tuxedo and a good, put shoes on the pig, do every, and as soon as the pig get the first, they're going to jump in that slop bucket just because that's the nature of a pig. Beloved, this is the nature of your enemy. The most revolutionary act that you could do in this land is rebuild your family. You build your family. Keep your marriage together. Stay married. Keep your marriage together. You marry. Keep your marriage together. Marriage is a revolutionary act for an original man and woman in this country. We're going to leave it there. Beloved, we're going to leave it there. Mock slave auction, huh? Yeah. We slap them on the wrist for doing that, and they get older, they do what? They become NBA team owners, then they have the real auction. Peace and black power to you, family. Thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. This is Indeed Real Black Content Point Podcast. Man, it's your brother V, man. I'm going to get it with you guys later. Peace, beloved, and more peace.
You're a pastor, right?
Yes.
And you're a radio host?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you believe white people should have more children?
We definitely need white babies. And I tremble at the idea that white babies, that the white group is going down in numbers, because if you lose white folks, America, it's over for America. Because if you notice, white people tend to be more innovative. They're more creative. They have ideas about things. All these other races don't do nothing but destroy. They don't build, but they destroy.
I said you'd piss off everybody. I was wrong. Now you piss off everybody.
But it's the truth, though.
We have to take a break. Jenny is 23 weeks pregnant with her fifth child, and people online are asking her why. The answer may surprise.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.